Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Going no contact is a major decision. Silence. The audacity of silence. Pain of non-recognition. Hope died that day. Hope of rekindling. Hope of restoration. I moved on. Today, we're going to talk about three changes that occurred after I went no contact.
Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time, I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
I felt the pain again, understood and grieved it deep within my heart, and realized the impact. The earth stood still for a split second, shock in the moment as I digested this, and from there I decided to move on. It has been the largest healing adventure of my life. It was going to be my life now. I wasn't going to live to please or to put others' wishes, wants, desires above my own pursuits. It was like my heart was fractured for the last time. It was broken in so many pieces, but they say when healed, it's stronger than before the break. I believe this to be true. Strong, yet so weak at times. I needed to be more concerned with the vision implanted within me than the vision of what others have for me. Their self-pleasing mission. I had to get off the hamster wheel of performance. As I sit back and evaluate my life now with the changes I have made, several things have occurred. The first is there is peace after no contact. It has been a quiet, peaceful existence. No loud arguing, no back and forth, vying to be understood, fighting for my voice to be heard, and being left out, put down, questioned, or discredited. I exist for me, for my plans, for my goals, accomplishments, my dreams, and to do what I feel is a passion. The silence is peaceful. The wind blows. It stirs my heart. It creates new life, new passions, and I am a settled soul without anguish. The silence now is sustaining, and its beauty breathes into my soul. It clears my head and re-centers me, and I realign with my objectives. It invigorates me, and I make plans to pursue new adventures. I am refreshed. Second, freedom to choose. I am free to be me. I am running my race. I will choose my outcome. I no longer look to the left or to the right. I keep my eyes ahead of me and on the vision. The reason no contact is so powerful is when we are emotionally abused, we are taught we are never enough. Subtly, of course, and sometimes blatantly. And we hear it so often, we believe it. When we realize this is a lie, we are set free. We can be who we are truly meant to be. It's a process to continue to learn the truth. And I am amazed at the creature I've been created to be. And I'm enjoying every second of it. And I am so grateful and thankful for the eye-opening experience. When the ceiling of emotional abuse and coercion to accept and do things is lifted and the truth is revealed, the beginning of a new life is about to unfold. We can choose our path deliberately and let go of the unconscious loyalty to serve others' missions. Third, holidays have changed. Birthdays have changed, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all of it. I make my own plans and do what feeds my soul. I run with my new passions and desires and enjoy new experiences. I choose to step out in a brave new world with a new set of eyes. I found I love taking Amtrak trains across the country. Last year for Christmas, actually the year before, I went on an adventure, traveling up to Seattle, Washington, and taking Amtrak down to San Francisco, making stops in Portland, Oakland, Sacramento. It was a great time to see Christmas trees decorated in the city centers, including the inverted tree in the Westfield Mall in the heart of San Francisco. I met great people along the way, staying in a hostel for the first time in San Francisco and experiencing the local culture. I would love to know how your life is different after you've moved on after an emotionally abusive, narcissistic relationship. What changes have you made? How do you see yourself differently? What is next in your freedom path? Leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. Like and subscribe, and I will see you in the next video. This is Lynn signing off for now. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and/or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn signing off.